Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Matthew at chapter 22, beginning at verse 36. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Well, here we are in the middle of month two of the new year. Really? Really? So far together this year, we've checked to see if we're heading toward what is important. We've taken a look within to see if our journey will show up as an eternal profit or a worldly loss on the ledger sheet of our legacy. And we've seen examples of who we should be like to others in the world. Here's something else we need to think about. What do we do with all the platforms that God has set us on in our lives, all the relationships which you and I have in this world, and all those God-appointed moments which will unexpectedly appear and do appear in your life, moments that you and I never saw coming? Each of us has any number of relationships in our lives, but how often do we consciously see them as opportunities for influence, as platforms given us to make a difference in those lives around us, platforms for good, platforms to add value and even change a life for the better? Here's the truth. You and I stand where no one stands in the relationships we have in life. Your life work, your friendships, your family, your accomplishments all elevate you to a singular position of prominence in the lives of the people all around you. You and I have an opportunity in the one time around in this world that we have been given to have an impact, to leave a legacy that no one else can have or leave. You may not realize it at the time, but the people around you place value on your words and your example. They believe in you and receive value from your love and caring for them. They trust you and assign value to their lives according to your values. Do you take time with them? How often do you take the time to see past the usual answer when you ask how they're doing and they say something like, I'm great, how are you? How often do you spend the time to look deeper into that person before you, who may just be putting on a good face, but who may need a lift up and a moment of encouragement? A good friend of mine reminded me of something that we might all do well to remember. He asked this question, how can you tell if someone needs encouragement or not? And the answer, he said, is check to see if they are breathing. That's the truth. All of us. And from our platforms of influence, big and small, but all significant, we have a chance to have a life-changing impact on those before us. But as Jesus reminded us, it has to be about them and not us. Our lives have to be about loving God and loving others. Every moment of every day, we have numerous and immeasurable opportunities to make a difference in the world around us. If we're looking for them, we'll see them. And it doesn't matter what our position is in society or how many people know or don't know us. God is continually placing people in our lives that we can help, that we can encourage and lift to a brand new day in their lives. But too often, we leave it to others to do. We're too busy with our own stuff, or we'll wait to do it later. Later, we tell ourselves, I'll have more free time. Later, the kids will be out of school, or I'll have more money. Later, I'll be somebody, and then I can really make a difference in somebody's life. But later may just be too late for a person standing before you. Or we don't think we have the expertise to help or to change what needs to be changed or to help who needs to be helped. No one would listen to us anyway. Perhaps the things that need to be done are too big and we don't know where to begin. And so we just walk away. Maybe someone else will find them who will know what to do. And so we can walk away or make excuses or leave it for another day. But, my friends, when we do that, the lives we could have helped are less because we didn't help, because we failed to step up onto the platform of influence which God had set before us, a platform which often we never saw coming and which was a God-appointed moment, maybe with just that one life in front of you or me. As many of you know, my son Nathan and Tony Dungy have written a number of New York Times best-selling books together. Their first book, Quiet Strength, with over 3 million copies sold, is the all-time best-selling sports autobiography in history. They have yet another book, a fiction book, coming out in the fall. In their second book, entitled Uncommon, Tony tells a personal story that should get us all thinking hard before we walk away from an opportunity to help, believing that we're not qualified or no one would listen to us anyway, or we don't have time. It's the story of the father of a young man who called Tony while he was still the head football coach for the Indianapolis Colts. At the time, Tony had recently lost his son, Jamie, and the dad thought that maybe Tony could help his son. It seems that his son's fiance had died in a car accident, and the dad was concerned about his son and the way he was responding to that loss. The date of the wedding was approaching, and the son appeared to be slipping deeper and deeper into depression. Tony took the call from the dad and listened to the story, and then he called the man's son, and they spoke then. And over the next few weeks and months, Tony always promising that he would call the young man again, and he did. When they talked, Tony did a lot of listening. But also, he told the young man that even though it may not seem like it now, things will get better. And giving up on life wasn't the answer. There are people who cared about him and would be there for him. Tony told him that he personally knew the loss he was feeling and that what he was experiencing was, unfortunately, very real. The pain was real. Life is full of painful situations. But, Tony said, we have to press on. And we can, with others' help, and believe that while the ache may always stay with us to some degree, God will help push us through, and God will never leave us alone. They talked a number of times, and eventually they got past the date on which the young man would have been married. Tony said he could tell that the young man was beginning to push through the dark clouds to find a ray or two of sunlight. He knew that he would still hurt, but he was feeling better and seemed to be out of the state of despair that had gripped him following his fiance's death. The young man thanked Tony and said that he was going to be all right now. By the way, he said, what is it that you do? Tony told him that he was a football coach. Oh, cool, the young man said. High school or college? The young man, who had been talking to Tony Dungy for months, really didn't know who Tony was all the time they'd been talking. The point is that the young man didn't care that Tony was anybody famous. Whenever they spoke, Tony was just this guy who his dad knew who had lost his own son and who cared enough about him to take the time to call and to talk with him. Do we understand that? Do you understand that? Do I understand that every day, anew? People don't care who you are or what you do. They care that you care about them. It was a platform Tony hadn't sought, but because of something he had experienced in his own life, and because the young man's father reached out to him, Tony had a chance to help that young man. Was it a big platform by the standards of our society, like standing on the field in Miami after winning the Super Bowl as the first African-American head coach before over 100 million people watching on television around the world? No, it wasn't in those terms, but it was a huge platform in the eyes of God and in the life of that young man and his father. Was Tony a qualified therapist? Maybe not, even though his job did allow him to talk with a lot of young men. But no, he was a coach and a person who cared about someone who had reached out to him. I'm not sure where you are in your life, what platforms you occupy, what new platforms God is moving you toward. You may yourself need a lift up in life today. But no matter what you are going through or will go through, remember that today you will stand in places and with people who will need encouragement and will need a lift up in life. Who will God place in front of you today? Who will you have a chance today and tomorrow and thereafter to lift up in life, to lift their life and to make a difference in it? Remember, as Jesus reminds us, we are to love God and love others. With that focus, we will begin to see who God places before us to help, to love, to lift, one life at a time. So here we are, a month and a half into the new year. with platforms and opportunities to touch a life and make a difference before us and headed our way. The question is, what will you do with them? Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for all that they have done so far. But Lord, have you got stuff for us to do? Help us to be sensitive to and see the platforms you call us to step up on, the people you place in our lives that we can encourage, that we can lift, that we can make a difference just because we are there. Help us never to say tomorrow that when I have more time or this or that, help us to then at that very moment with that one life you place before us to help you to make a difference in that person's life. Thanks for loving us. Thank you for all you do for us and with us. And it's in your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.